RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
301-230-0980 is the number. It is a spooky edition of the Burgundy and Gold today. Linnell Willingham, Anthony Haney, taking you up to 7 o'clock. Coming up at the 5 o'clock hour, our pal Logan Paulson, one half of the Take Command podcast, going to join us. We get his thoughts on the big game coming up Sunday night at home against the Seattle Seahawks. Now, want to get you some keys to victory here. As we roll throughout the program, we have all of our Friday staples for you. We'll get you our Burgundy and Bold prediction. We'll get you some keys to the game. We'll get to our Monday morning headline. And then at 6 o'clock, Ball Knowers Unite. Super Six Pack, putting the top six commanders that need to play well in order to beat Seattle under the microscope in our Super Six Pack. Right now, though, keys to victory. Look, I want to, before we even get into the keys, I want to emphasize, and I know just from listening a little bit this morning to Coach Sheehan, man, and I knew it going before I heard Kevin's thing, but Kevin hit it right on the head. It is a must win. You can't fake desperation. You can't fake urgency. There couldn't have been a worse matchup for us right now. When you think about what our flaws are and what their strengths are, what their strengths are this year, is finding a way to get number 11 the football. That's what number you wear? Jackson Smith and Jigba? I'm pretty sure.
He wears number 11.
Yeah. Thank you for confirming that, Mr. Haney. Look, we have struggled with elite number one wide receivers all year long. CeeDee Lamb torched us. Tucker Kraft, who essentially has become the number one in Green Bay, he torched us, right? Drake London torched us. We didn't get torched by the number one wide receiver of the Chargers, but we won that game. Against Chicago, I wouldn't say we got torched by their number one. Roma Dunze is the number one in Chicago. We all feel that way. But the point is taken. Like, they have struggled against number one wide receivers all year long. Ironically enough, they're actually talking about Seahawks and the Commanders right now on First Things First with a guy Nick Wright. But I just think it's a bad matchup right now for Washington, especially when you consider what we're struggling with. I keep telling you all, the most important thing for this football team moving forward, they got to find a way to reestablish themselves on the ground. They have to. And for me, it's not running the ball just to say you did it. There is a trickle-down effect that the run game has on the rest of this football team, right? It opens up your pass game. It allows you to keep drives going and eat up clock, which you need to do when you're playing this bend-but-don't-break style of football on defense. So the running game getting back on track is probably the most important thing for this weekend. And when you crunch the numbers, as we did yesterday, we'll do it again here real quick, Seattle is the number one rush defense in the National Football League. There are not a group that I think you're just going to walk in and get right against. And doing more preparation for the game, you realize, man, and Dan Quinn, Sergeant Slogan, says this all the time, we want to roll with a deep crew. Let me tell you what. The Seattle Seahawks ain't just talking about rolling with a deep crew. They literally roll with a deep crew. I look at the group that they have up front, along their defensive line, and all the different dudes they use, Leonard Williams, Byron Murphy, Boye Mafe, Nwosu, DeMarcus Lawrence, Jaron Reed, Derek Hall, Ernest Jones. They got some horses up front, man. that can flat out get after it. Straight up. So this is a pass rush unit. This is a defense that I have a lot of respect for and that I think is playing really, really well. And if you can't establish your running game and you're going to ask Jaden to drop back 40 times on Sunday night, you're going to get your ass swallowed. Point blank. If that's going to be the game plan going into Sunday night, you don't got a shot. So my first key for the Washington Commanders, you must get the ground game back going by hook or by crook through hell or high water. This run game must get back on track. And if it doesn't, you don't have a shot.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
I think that's a great point. I think that was one of the main topics at most of the press conferences this week.
Yeah.
And DQ talked about it as well, like in terms of like getting the ground game going and how he wasn't impressed with, you know, they're blocking a sense, essentially. And I think you hammered that home on Tuesday. Was it Tuesday? Yeah. Where like people were, you know, missing blocks or, you know, not IDing the right person. So I think that's a great point. I think if I had to add a key, like you want offense, I would go defense. I mean, I think it's so cliche, but limiting the explosive.
And I'm glad you brought it up. It was going to be my key as well. Seattle is number one in the NFL in explosive play rate. Like, that's literally what they specialize in.
Yep.
Their intermediate game doesn't really kill you. Cooper Kupp's status is going to be huge as well. And I think the one area that he doesn't get enough credit for, like, he blocks like a tight end at the wide receiver
position. Yeah, he does.
Once he gets hands on you, it's over. You got to really fight like hell to get over him. I want to let you all hear from Cliff Kingsbury from yesterday because Ant brought up a great point. It's really been the talking point all year long. What's wrong with this running game? What's going on with this Washington Commanders running game? And I'll give you the numbers again if you haven't been tuned into us all week here. The last 3 weeks in particular, this Commanders rushing attack has really faltered. I'll get you the numbers, but first I want to let you hear from the OC of your Washington Commanders, Cliff Kingsbury. He had this to say yesterday about where things stand with the run game.
Yeah, I think, you know, week in, week out, you're playing different defenses. Teams are trying to do different things to take you away. You have different players up or out of the game that impact that as well. So it's just having a great plan week in, week out, and then being able to find answers in game to make adjustments that can take advantage of certain things. So I think not getting behind helps, there's no doubt, and playing with a lead, that is when those rushing attempts really come through. But just being able to execute at a high level early on in the game to stay on schedule and just consistently do it.
I don't want to hear that, though, Cliff. I don't. I told you I'm a little bit testier today than usual. But I don't want to hear this, oh, we fell behind. You're always behind. Your defense is terrible. You're going to be behind. That's what I keep saying. Running the football is a lifestyle choice, man. I gave you all the numbers yesterday. They ran the football on consecutive plays 5 times on Monday Night Football. That's it. 5 times. So when we talk about what's wrong with the run game, Cliff won't say it because he's the one in charge of it. There's got to be more of a commitment to it. Now, the last 3 weeks, right? 19 carries for 66 yards against Chicago. 18 carries for 67 yards against Dallas. 11 carries for 31 yards against Kansas City. That was your traditional run game, meaning the running back runs. That's got to get better. And if you don't have that balance on Sunday Night Football against the Seattle Seahawks, if you go into this football game, putting it all on the right arm of Jayden Daniels, it makes the job more difficult. Do I think that he could do it? I think he could walk on water if you asked him to. I'll be honest. I don't think there's anything our guy can't do. But I'm not in the business. Everybody keeps saying he's going to have to put the cape on. I even said it yesterday. Maybe we need a vintage Jayden Daniels performance. That'd be nice. But have we gotten that this year? Has he put the cape on yet in 2025, or is it still hanging in the closet? I think the best way, and I'm not giving away state secrets when I bring this up, the best way for the Washington Commanders to attack the Seattle Seahawks, the best way for this offense to get back on track after a season low 7 points, RTDB. Run the damn ball. What's your lineup on the phones, though, at 301-230-0980? I just gave you my offensive key to victory. On the other side of the break, I'll give you my defensive key to victory. And you can chime in with yours at 301-230-0980. You can tweet at me as well. It is at NELL_BTP. Your call's next.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.